I'm glad you guys are here this morning. We're going to start our praise and worship, and we'll sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
While we walk
the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Let us then be
true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Onward to
the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen. Amen. Hope y'all was singing. Amen. Got a little wind this morning, but that's okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to You this morning, Lord, and we just lift up our voices to You as we worship. Lord, I just ask for Your holy presence here in our lives. As we set aside this time to just worship You and thank You. Amen.
He became
sin who knew no sin,
that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross.
Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel,
the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven,
Jesus Messiah,
body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
All our hope
is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God, light of the world. Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
Jesus Messiah,
name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. Sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
Amen. Praise his name this morning. Amen. Lifted up, be lifted up as we bow down, be lifted up, be lifted up. Lifted up as we bow down, be lifted up. Let the heavens rejoice, let the nations be glad, let the whole world tremble, for you are God. Come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness as we bow down, be lifted up. Come on, church. As we sing that again.
Be lifted up. Be lifted up. As we bow down. Be lifted up. Be lifted up.
Praise His name.
Be lifted up. As we bow down. Be lifted up.
The heavens rejoice, let the nations be glad. Let the whole earth tremble, for you are God. Come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
As we bow down, be lifted up. As we bow down, be lifted up. As we bow down, be lifted up.
Amen. Amen. We just praise Him today. Amen. I'm so thankful for having His Holy Spirit in my life to comfort and guide me. And I just want to praise Him for that this morning. I just want to lift Him up as I bow down before Him. I just want to lift Him up because He deserves it. Let the heavens rejoice and the nations be glad. That's our prayer today. Our nation needs to be, it needs the Spirit of God to take control. So as a church this morning, let's just lift up the leaders of this country. Let's just pray that our Heavenly Father will just lead this nation back to a relationship with Him. Every citizen, every countryman, every leader in our nation needs to know that God is real. And He's on the throne, and He's in control. So we just pray today that our Heavenly Father, let Him intervene. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 All right. We love Miss Madison. She does this. The Holy Spirit's definitely in her life. God has definitely blessed her with her voice. We just love for her to share it this morning.
Me, I believe.
The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Ooh.
Praise the Lord.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory. Ooh, and you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say
Amen. I think we ought to put Maddie in concert. Amen. It didn't get any better than that. Amen. Let me kick Zoom back on here. We had a little issue there with the Zoom. Sorry, everybody, if you're on Zoom and listening. Sorry, we had a little kickoff there. The wind's blowing kind of hard. But man, I'll tell you, it doesn't get any better than that right there. We are so blessed to have Maddie with us. And so does everybody have a great week, I'm sure. I see all the young kids out there. I'm sorry, kids, I really don't have a lesson for you this morning, but we're working on getting Sunday school started back up for you guys. And that's coming up soon, and I'm excited about that. I know that we offer a lot here lately for the adults, but we really haven't been offering much for the kids. And so we've decided to kick back up for Sunday school for the kids. And so we would, anybody that would like to volunteer to help out with the kids, I sure appreciate a volunteer. And I am so glad everyone is here this morning. And I want to say that I am so encouraged and so and I say this over and over again, but I want you to know it. I want you to know it. I want you to know how respected our church is in the community, because I hear it over and over and over again from different ones in our community about our church and about the people in our church. And it's you guys that represent the church. It's you guys. And so I just want you all to know that. And, you know, it feels good to be encouraged. It feels good for somebody to say that. It really does, because we all need encouragement, especially in this day and time, in this world that we live in. Because, you know, we're to encourage one another in faith. we're to encourage. That's something we should be doing to each other. And we all experience trials in life. We all go through things in life, and a lot of things that we don't understand on different levels. But you know, we got to know that during these trials, we got to remain constant in our faith. And then every now and then, we need to be encouraged. And too many around us need our encouragement. There is a lot of people that I get phone calls from. There's some that's out there that just need us to say, hey, we're thinking about you. Hey, we love you. You know, there's not one of you here today that doesn't enjoy a phone call from somebody just to say, you know, I'm just thinking about you today. I appreciate what you do. Keep on going and keep on doing it. And I try to do that as much as I can. And in the scripture, Peter tells us that we all have problems. We all go through things in life. And we all will experience and share in the same sufferings at times. You know, we go through things in life, and then you know somebody else that's going through that same thing, and you can relate to that. And but when we see others, we realize that just how minuscule our problems are at times. We can find joy in knowing that God is in control. And we must remain steadfast in our faith. And even while we are experiencing times of sufferings, when we need to be encouraged, we can encourage others by actions and by our steadfast faith. And I want to say that in this time, you know, I want to encourage you guys, even though this crazy mess that we're dealing with today, we're sick of it. I don't know of anybody that's like, oh yeah, bring it on some more. Let's go another year. Let's go another 6 months. No, we're ready. We're ready for this to be over with. We're all sick of it. We're tired of it. But I want to say, stay steadfast in your faith. God is in control. He's got this. He knows what's going on. He's not blind to what's going on down here. You know, when people see you go through trials, and you praise Jesus all the way through, people notice that. People notice that. And they're encouraged by your faith. And we've been studying the book of Acts, and many of you are joining in on our Bible study, and we're into chapter 24, 25 now, and we're almost through it. But all through the book of Acts, we find Paul being beat up, being drugged, being thrown in prison, and all the while, always encouraging the church. Always giving an encouragement to the church. And all those things that he went through. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 it says, therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursues what is good for both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things and hold fast what is good, and blessings and admonition. See, we're to encourage. You know, and he goes on to say, now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. I love that word sanctify, because it means, now, may the God of peace himself set you apart. You think about that. Let the God of peace set you apart. Set you up on a pedestal, in other words. Set you apart, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. See, God, He gives us this promise, and Paul is saying He's going to do it. Let God take control. Let God, you know, give you the peace. He is the God of peace, and He is in control of all this mess that we're going through. So just deal with it. You know, and I've got to tell myself, I get frustrated when I watch. I can't even watch the news anymore. I mean, I want to, because I kind of want to keep up with what's going on. But then, you know, 5 minutes into it, I'm ready to throw a book through it. You know, I'm ready to just, I don't want to listen. Because, you know, all this junk going on. But you know what, brethren? We need to be praying for our leaders. We need to be praying for these people in our nation. We've got to pray for them. He goes on to say, brother, pray for us. Verse 26, greet all brethren with a holy kiss. Now maybe there's an exception during a pandemic, right? Maybe. Verse 27 says, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. I'm reading it to you today. Why? For encouragement. He goes on to say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 11 says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in this world. He's saying all of us suffer. All of us go through things. All of us are tried. Verse 10, but may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. See, we're all here on this earth, and we're all going to go through things. And He said, you're going to suffer for a little while at times. But He said, stay steadfast, resist Him. Our God, He is perfect. He has established things. He will strengthen you, and He will settle you. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. I love that scripture. What an encouragement. 1 Thessalonians again says, you know, Paul talks about this epistle from Corinth to the people of Thessalonica to encourage them in their faith. Throughout the scripture, we are told to encourage each other in the faith. So I'm telling you, encourage each other in the faith. Encourage each other. You know, in verse 27 there, when we look back, 1 Thessalonians, verse 27, Paul says that he charges us by the Lord to read the epistle to all you. All of you. He charges. He's telling me, he says, I'm telling you, read this epistle to everybody. He's telling you, when you read this epistle to everybody to encourage them. Paul has given us some very good points of encouragement. Starting with verse 27, Paul says that he charges us by the Lord to read this epistle to all of you. Verse 11 says, comfort and edify. Comfort and edify. That means to build up each other. We shouldn't be tearing each other apart. We shouldn't be arguing and fussing and fighting with each other. We ought to be building each other up. Why? Because it edifies the church. It edifies the church. It builds the church up. And like I said, I'm proud to when somebody in the community says, well, I know people that go to that church. I know that church. They respect this church. And that's encouraging to me. Why? Because we're not a people who tear people apart. We're a people who build each other up. Come on now. We're at this point... We need to appreciate people. We need to find the good qualities in people and not point out the bad things going on in their life. Not to point out the bad qualities in somebody's life, because let me tell you, we all have bad qualities in our life. As long as we're living here on this earth, we could point out bad things. But we're to point out the good qualities and build each other up. Verse 12, it says, recognize, give honor to the leaders, those that are in authority. We need to honor them. You know what? God put each leader in this nation we've ever had, God allowed them to be where they're at. God put them there. We may not agree with them. We may not agree. We know what's going on today in politics. We may not agree with everything going on. We may not agree with who's in leadership. We may not. We can look at all that stuff, but God says, He put them there. He knows they're there. He knows what they're doing, but He says, pray for them. Pray for them. There used to be in this country a certain amount of respect for our president. No matter whether you agreed with him or not, you still respected him because of his position that he held. And I believe that was because people realized that God is the one that put him there. And when we start thinking that God is in control and we realize that, then it doesn't matter really who is in position. We're still going to pray for them and we're still going to respect them, regardless whether we disagree with them or not. Because God puts it in our heart. He leads us by the Holy Spirit and we know what's right and wrong and we're going to vote that way. Amen? But we've got to comfort and edify, and we've got to recognize, and we should look for ways to help them. Verse 13 says, esteem them. Think highly of our leaders. Sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it? That's hard to do sometimes when we know what they're engaged in and we know what they're doing. It's hard, but the scriptures also say, pray for your enemies. God's in control. He'll take care of it. He's got a plan that's going to come to fruition one of these days. And when that plan comes to fruition, guess what? We're going to be in heaven. Come on. We're going to be in heaven. All this stuff is temporary. Too many times we are critical of those who are in authority. And it's easy to find faults in those we look to when we do not agree with them. We need to withhold our critical comments about those great responsibilities, and we need to do that in love. And this is to give a wholehearted love, and that's hard sometimes. But that's what Jesus did. A simple thank you for the efforts of those who lead. Be at peace among yourselves, he says. Avoid this quarreling. You know, Paul respected the leaders. In the book of Acts, it says that in chapter 24, I believe it was, or 23, he went to the temple in Jerusalem. And when he got there, the first thing he did is he went to the temple. And he did want to talk about Jesus, but the first thing he did is he cleansed himself. He purified himself for 7 days. He had a respect for the leaders. He showed respect to them. They didn't show respect to him, because they didn't like to hear about Jesus, the guy that they'd killed 40 years ago. They didn't want to hear about him, that Paul was saying, hey, I had an experience with this man named Jesus on the road to Damascus, and let me tell you, it changed my life forever. And I want to tell you that he's real. And they didn't like that. But Paul showed respect to them. Verse 14, it says, warn the unruly or the lazy. Wow. Sometimes we've got to talk to people about that. That's tough. That's a tough conversation to have, right? Warn the unruly, those who with lack of discipline. They may need direction or prodding. We got to help each other. You know, there's a lot of unruly people in this nation today. They have a lack of respect for a lot of things, and we need to challenge someone to join us with projects that we're working on in the church at times. I don't want to get off track, but we need to comfort the faint-hearted or the frightened. There's people that are scared of what's going on right now. They're terrified. But we need to comfort them and say, you know, God's got this. We all have an uneasiness. None of us want to get sick. None of us want that for ourselves or our family. But we need to encourage those who are frightened, and by reminding them of God's promises that He has for us. We need to be sensitive, though. We have to be sensitive in our understanding of being sensitive to a person when we're talking about issues like this, is understanding their needs and the things that they're lacking. How do you do that? Sensing the condition of each person and offering an appropriate remedy to each situation. You can't effectively do that, or you can't effectively help someone unless you know the whole situation or the whole problem. You can't apply medicine unless you know where the wound is, right? You can't put medicine or a Band-Aid on something unless you know where the cut is. And we need to be sensitive to others' needs. Verse 14, it says, uphold tenderly. Tenderly care for the weak. You know, we're to support those who are sick and weak by loving them and praying for them. Be patient with all. Practice patience with everyone. Man, I'll tell you what, there's been times in my life I prayed, God, give me patience or give me bail money, right? Because you're going to hurt somebody, right? Who's been there? I'm not alone. Come on. There's been times in my life I've been that way. It's like, man, God, if you don't intervene. But we're to be patient. And we got to practice patience with everyone. And I know my patience has been tried in many ways in different things. And you know what tries your patience. You know what it is. Sometimes it can be family. Sometimes it can be your kids. Sometimes it can be your spouse. Boy, sometimes it's that, right? sometimes it's watching the news. That tries your patience, right? Instead of planning to get even with those who mistreat you, do good to them. That's what the Scripture says. Jesus said to turn the other cheek, but He also said give them their coat too. Verse 16 says, rejoice and be joyful. 1 Peter 5, it says that we are all suffering from some of the same things that other Christians are suffering from. We all have problems. We all have problems. And you never know what someone else that's sitting right next to you, that's walking right next to you, that passes you by, or even somebody in this church, you don't know sometimes what they're dealing with emotionally or spiritually. It may not be physical, but it may be emotional or spiritual. And a lot of times we don't even know what people are going through. But we need to remember, we need to be joyful, and we need to remember that even in the midst of turmoil, suffering, and sorrow, that God is in control. Amen? God is in control. Verse 17, it says, pray constantly. What's that mean? Pray without ceasing. You know, it's not saying that we need to be on our knees 24/7, 24 hours a day. We've got lives to live, but always keeping the Lord, always be in prayer as your day goes by. Lord, help me. Lord, guide me. Lord, I need You. You can talk to the Lord anywhere. God is always with you. Verse 18, it says, in everything give thanks. I remember watching a movie where a guy was running down a mountain path and he stumbled and he fell. And he went off the side of this big hill and he tumbled and he tumbled and he tumbled and he tumbled and he fell. I mean, it seemed like forever. Head over hills, and he rolled, and he was hitting trees and rocks and everything else. And, you know, realistically, it would have killed him. But he got to the bottom of the hill, and he jumped up on his feet, and he looked straight up in the sky, and he said, what was that for? What was that for? What did I need to go through that? He was trying to help somebody. He was going for help. And it reminds me, sometimes we do that. We go through some suffering or we go through some challenges in our life, and we want to look at the Lord and say, what was that for? Sometimes we don't want to say thank you. You know, it's hard when we get sick or afflicted with some kind of disease or some kind of illness like that, and we know it could take our lives, and it's hard to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I really needed this. That's hard. But we have to realize that God is in control. And He's got a plan. And all through Paul's writings, I can say Paul was a great encourager, because all through his writings, he said, you know what, if I die, okay. Because you know what, I'll be with my Lord. I'll be present with Him in heaven. But if I stay here on earth, I'll just deal with what I have to deal with. And Paul did. Whether he was in prison, whether he was beat up, left for dead. I mean, he was whipped, stoned. I mean, all kinds of things Paul went through. But through all that, he always praised Jesus. He always gave his testimony. Even when he was in prison, he was accused there in Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem, even though the Holy Spirit told him not to go. Even though the elders said, don't go. He went anyway. They put him in prison. He was left there for 2 years before he got brought before Felix. Felix is like, I don't know why this guy's in prison. He didn't do anything wrong. But what did Paul do when he was brought to give his test? You know what he said? He gave him his story. I was on the road to Damascus. The Lord appeared to me. He did that 3 times in the scripture, in the book of Acts. He told his testimony. He was always praised. He was always writing letters to the churches of encouragement, even when he was in prison. Wow, I wished all of us could be that way, right? No matter what we're going through in life, no matter what kind of problem you're dealing with, no matter what kind of sickness you're dealing with, just praise Him and be encouraged. Write encouragement. Man, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? I want to be like that. Only through Jesus Christ are we able to be thankful through all things. If you believe in His promises, if you believe in His Word, if you believe in what He promises us, that one day He's going to take us out of this world and put us in a better place, if you believe that today, then you can be thankful in all things. If you were to make a list of all the things that the Lord God has done for you, for the gifts He has given you, how long would your list be? Man, mine would be pages, pages long. They outweigh the things that I could not be thankful for. Verse 19 says, quench not the Spirit. Do not smother the Holy Spirit, is what he's saying. Don't quench the Holy Spirit in your life. How many times have you been going about your business and someone's face appears in your memory, and perhaps the Holy Spirit is prompting you to pray for them, to lift them up, and perhaps even call them and encourage them? How many times have you not done that? You know, I've been guilty of that. I admit that. But I do my best now to never let that happen ever again. Ever. We are to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And the next time, I'm going to say this, the next time He prompts you to participate in something, like church gatherings and meetings, or Christian events, maybe there's a reason why He needs you there. Maybe like Bible study, or simply going to someone and speaking to them about the Lord, or just to encourage them. You know, there's people in our church right now, the people that aren't attending sometimes, that just need a phone call. They just need a visit. They just need an encouragement. Verse 20 says, don't despise prophecy. Don't scoff at those who prophesy and bring you a message from the Lord. We are to receive God's word from those who speak from Him. But, listen, test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Even the words that I speak to you on Sunday, check everything out. I'm putting myself on the spot. Because I have to be accountable too for what I say. We are to verify everything to see if it's in line with God's word and testing all things and holding to that which is good and right and from the Lord. Everything that I say must be correct because I'll be held accountable for that. And I want not to deceive anyone. Verse 22 says, abstain from every form of evil, even away, keep away from evil. Abstain, keep away from it. Keep away from it. One passage in the scripture says, keep from the very appearance of evil. That's why I don't like watching the news so much. Sometimes it's more than I can take. We are to avoid situations where we can be drawn into temptation, and we are to avoid even to be in the presence where others are may mistake us for doing something wrong. Now, how do we do that and live in this world? That's hard, isn't it? That's some of the trials we go through. That's why we got to keep our faith strong. A blessing. 23, it says a blessing. May God sanctify you completely and preserve you as blameless. How completely, Paul says, your whole spirit, soul, and body. Three parts in one, right? Whole spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. You know, I used to run a lot when I was young, and I enjoyed it. I don't run much anymore. I probably said this before. Actually, I was pretty good at running, and I don't want to brag on myself, but when I was at Fort Benning, Georgia, I was appointed. I didn't volunteer for it, I'll guarantee that, but I was appointed to be on a running team. And we broke the base record one year for a 10K run. And we had to run in formation, and the time ended when the last person crossed the line. So six of us ran a 10K run in 44 minutes. Now let me tell you, when you divide that up, that's moving right along. But you know what? I could not have done that by myself. It took us as a group, pushing each other, encouraging each other to make that happen. And you know, when I think about that as runners nearing the end of the race, you know, I can remember my legs would be aching, my throat would be burning, and my whole body would be crying out, you just need to stop right now. You can't do it. And this is when our supporters are most valuable. Our people are most valuable. Each other. We need each other. And their encouragement helps you. Help me. Help the runner push through the pain to the end of the race and he could finish the race. And in the same way, we need to, as Christians, we need to encourage each other every day to push through, to keep going. Keep your head up. Just keep running the race. Keep putting one foot in front of the other because you're going to make it through the finish line. Amen? It's good to have people helping you. Look around you. Give a word of encouragement offered at the right moment can make the difference of somebody finishing the race or collapsing along the way. Think about that. So now I want you to look around this morning and I want you to be sensitive to each other's needs. We all need encouragement. Offer support of good words and good actions. We know that we all experience some of the same problems, and we all have problems in each one of us. But the Lord tells us to keep on going, keep on running, keep putting one foot in front of the other. And in 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, we are to be sober and vigilant, because the devil is looking for those who are weak. We are to resist him by remaining steadfast in the faith, knowing that we suffer some of the same things that our Christian in other Christians' experiences. Here is a blessing for all of us. But we are told that the God of grace, who calls us to the eternal glory by Christ Jesus after we have suffered for such a little while, listen to this. He says, after we have suffered such a little while, He will perfect us. Amen. He will perfect us. He will establish us in a new kingdom. He will strengthen us. He will settle us. And to Him be the glory and honor and the power. Amen. So I encourage you today to encourage each other so that we can all step across that finish line and be with our Lord and Savior in heaven. Amen. So if you know somebody that's having a bad day, or even if you don't know, just give them a phone call. Just give them a bit of encouragement. Just say thank you for all you do. Just that's what we're called to do. I love you guys. I'm proud of what you do. I talk to pastors all over our district that are struggling, running only 50% of their attendance. And I'm encouraged because we run 85 and 90% of our attendance. We had our last board meeting, and I'm not afraid to say this. Our income, we're up from last year. Even during all this mess, we're still up in our income from last year. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is blessing this church, and He will continue to bless this church. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You again for all the wonderful blessings that You've given me. Lord, I thank You for each and every person that's here this morning. And Lord, I just encourage each one. Lord, send Your Holy Spirit here as a comforter and a guide, Lord. And we just praise You. We thank You, and we know that You're the God that is in control. You are in control. And so, Lord, we just let You be in control. And we just praise You because we know that one day Your plan is going to come to fruition. And we're going to see You face to face. And we'll understand. So Lord, give us the strength as we build each other up in holy faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, guys. I'll see you. I love you. Amen.